Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Hey, good Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, glad to have you along, man.
Good to be here. Good.
Thank you for coming.
Welcome back the second time in a row.
Yes, and thank you for bringing me a coffee every day because
hey,
I certainly need it today. Yes, yes. Well, let's take care of a little business. J&M Landscaping LLC Tree Division. Get those trees down now before winter and the ice storm strike. Call Jason at 248-640-7029. That's 248-640-7029. Jason and his crew took a giant tree in my backyard down, and they did a wonderful job. So there's a 20% off first-time customer coupon in the Current, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, online.com. If you don't get it hard copy, you can just download it online and print it off. Or just call Jason and tell him, hey, I want that 20% first-time customer discount.
And I want the tree down, too.
248-640-7029. And what we do on the Drift every Saturday is go over the news I put on thedailydrift.com. And if you're not going there, you should. www.thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Thank you. Absolutely. So I put a lot of effort into that, and I want you to get out there and use it. And if you miss the show live, you can catch it on podcasts at talkamericaradio.com Saturday and Sunday evenings, and you can also catch it at the Daily Drift where it's archived. So, all right, well, I'm going to start with we have former Michigan Supreme Court Justice Bob Young, who is running for the state of Michigan's U.S. Senate seat on the line, and we're going to bring Bob on right now. Bob, welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon. How are you?
Absolutely fabulous, and I want to thank you for coming back on because let's let everybody know, as of right now, you are the most qualified legislatively qualified candidate in the race, bar none, on either side of the agenda and the aisle here. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate that.
We appreciate it.
Persuade folks of that.
Yeah, well, it's not often we get actually qualified people running for office, Bob, so it's great to have you running it. And let's give me a quick rehash so let people know, because I think a lot of people vote for you, but they're not probably putting two and two together that you were our Supreme Court Justice at
for
one time.
18 years. I just retired from the Supreme Court after 18 years, the last six as its Chief Justice. And to be honest with you, I never envisioned being running for another office. I've been nonpartisan all these years, but black, conservative, Republican, those are the three words you almost never hear together.
Right.
You're black?
Pardon me?
You're black? I could hardly tell over the radio.
That does help you, Bob. You know,
I'm sorry?
That does help you because, you know, in Wayne County, which is a very populous county, probably our most populous county, right, we have a large African-American population. And growing up in Detroit, you're going to identify with a big chunk of that population down there, right?
And vice versa.
I've always gotten a good chunk of votes. I've run for Supreme Court in a statewide election three times, so I'm the only person currently in the race to unseat Debbie Stabenow or thinking about it, who's actually ever gotten a vote.
Right.
So, but here's the point. This wasn't something I initially thought of. The more I thought about what's been happening in Washington, the angrier and more pissed off I got. And then I looked at Debbie Stabenow, who is a brilliant, I will give her this, she is a brilliant politician. She's nothing more than that. And what we need in Washington right now more than ever are principled conservatives who are prepared to do the right thing rather than run for their next election. We saw a couple of weeks ago this meltdown in the Senate where we couldn't even get 50 votes to keep the conversation going on repealing Obamacare. I'm not going to Washington. I'm 66. I'm not going to, and I've had a really brilliant career and as a jurist. Probably that's why the president, President Trump, selected me and put me on his short list for U.S. Supreme Court nominees. But I'm not going to Washington for another career there. I'm going to disrupt the chaos and the stupidity and the idiocy that we see happening there.
Yeah,
and something has got to change, and we need people not only of principle but courage.
Yes, yes. And so let me ask you this, Bob, because here's the one that's simply driving me insane, and you probably know as much about this as anybody. Why won't Mitch McConnell go back to 51 votes? We had it for, what, 100 years we used that? We didn't start using 60 votes as the threshold until, what?
The 60s.
The 60s.
Well, the way it got loose.
No,
the way
actually,
it
goes back to 17. It was something that Wilson urged the Senate to do because they had such difficulty in moving this. But that's long history. You know, the problem is, it isn't 60 votes. We can't even, we didn't get 50 votes
yes.
last
mm-hmm.
week.
Yep.
And that's the problem we got. As angry as I am at the Republicans, we have to remember, it was Debbie Stabenow and friends, you know, Warner and others, who gave us Obamacare in the first place.
Yep.
And I've just gotten, I want people to understand how bad Obamacare is. They knew it was, they lied to us. They had to lie to us to get it through. And they knew it was going to crater. Well, this is Michigan data now. In 2015, the latest data we've got, 210,000 Michiganders paid the penalty. That means instead of buying Obamacare, they paid the penalty, and that's because 100,000 of those people made less than $25,000, and 181,000 earned less than $50,000. So they got fined because they couldn't afford to pay for this stuff.
Yeah, and that sounds criminal to me that our government would fine you for not buying a product.
I was at work the other night.
Well, I told Chief Justice Roberts. I turtled on us. I never thought the federal government had the authority, the constitutional authority, to make us buy a product either.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a tax,
that's what
right?
happens
it's a
when
tax.
you are a rule of law jurist, as I was. I am so deeply offended by the federal government's attempt. Well, it's not an attempt. They actually stole a sixth of our economy, wrapped it up in this one size fits all. Cratering program. This isn't health care. This is how you pay for health care.
Right.
Since when does the federal government get involved in insurance programs?
Right.
Bob, is a judge or a justice, is he supposed to lead from the bench like Roberts did? I was in a trial once where the judge did that, trying to help the prosecuting attorney, a special case, but he admitted later in chambers, wow, he jeopardized the whole case. There might have been a retrial based on that. And that's what Justice Roberts did. He led from the direction from the bench.
Here's the problem with the federal government. Here's the problem with so many things, including our judiciary. We have people who are not prepared to follow the law. And that's been the 18-year message I led with from Michigan. The judges are supposed to follow the law just like everybody else. They're not supposed to make it up. And the left figured out a lot sooner than the rest of us that it's so much easier to get your legislative or policy objectives installed if you do it in the judiciary. I mean, in Michigan, we have 148 legislators and the governor. And you got to persuade a half in each of those houses and the governor to get anything done. In the judiciary, all you have to do is convince one trial judge, two Court of Appeals judges, and four justices. And then you're home.
Yeah.
That's a perversion of our rule of law. And that's what we've been fighting for 18 years. We need to bring the idea of principle, constitutional government back to the federal government. We need to disassemble the entitlement state. And to do that, you really need people who have courage. When I get to Washington, I'm going to be a disruptor, and I'm going to lay down the law.
And that's
I've done that for my entire career.
Yeah. So you'll be our senator standing up down at the well and calling out both sides if they're not following the Constitution, right? That's
what I've done my entire career, and I'm not going to stop now.
And that's all I'm asking for, Bob, because I think, you know, when we say the most qualified, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about this. And in this race right now, I think you have one other person on the Republican side who's not qualified by any stretch of the imagination. And you're certainly way more qualified than Debbie Stabenow ever would be. And so I want to see you get out, and I'm glad that you're angry. I want to see you fired up and down. And I guess I was thinking last night, I was odd, I was thinking about the judge last night, right? So I'm thinking the two main places I'm hoping that you're going to be at is probably Wayne County and Washtenaw County, because I think you're already going to win most of the state, right?
I was just in Washtenaw. I've been doing this for almost 20 years. I've run three statewide elections. Mine is a grassroots. If you want slick, if you want you know, that kind of campaign, that's not me.
Yeah.
I'm substantive. Mine is grassroots. I'm reaching out. I was in Washtenaw, by the way, and I was in Brighton this morning. I am reaching out to all the grassroots folks, many of whom I know from you know, years of going throughout the state, both in terms of my job as Chief Justice and otherwise.
Yeah.
And so I know a lot of people, and I'm reaching out. So I'm a little bit out of position now because they're accustomed to seeing me as a judge,
right?
But I'm running now for the first time in my life for partisan office. But they still know who I am, and they know they can trust when I say something,
right?
That I'm going to do it.
Now, have you reached out to the farm councils too? Because those are the voters that scare me. You know, those guys have been voting for Debbie Stabenow, even though they're Republicans, and it drives me insane that they do this just because she sits on the Ag Committee. You know,
well, here's what people like Debbie do. They take your tax money and they bribe other people to encourage them to become part of the entitlement state.
Mm-hmm.
And I was endorsed by Farm Bureau in my last election. I have a lot of friends in the agricultural community. I'm meeting with them regularly, and I hope to persuade them to support me this time.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, so Bob, we've got a tax reform question from Joe from Wyandotte. So hang tight. We're going to bring Derek. I'll let you do it. Bring Joe on and let him ask Bob a question on tax reform.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Greatly appreciate it. And Gary, I'm glad you mentioned it because I find as I'm campaigning for Bob, I'm getting a lot of that where people have not realized they voted for Bob Young for years for justice.
Mm-hmm.
Because they usually use a cheat sheet in the nonpartisan races and don't pay attention to what's going on. And we need to inform them, hey, if Bob Young was good enough for you to vote for the Supreme Court, he's certainly more than qualified, actually overqualified for the Supreme Court. We tend, with him being a justice, to lean on him for legal or constitution questions. So I wanted to drag him off on growing the economy and taxes, where his policy stands on that.
Well, here I have a couple of principles. First of all, I'm not going to Washington to be one of these incrementalist Republicans who just grows government less quickly than Debbie Stabenow and her friends. I want to actually reduce the size of the federal government because we're spending more than we take in. As to tax policy, we cannot continue as a country where half of us have no skin in the game and are indifferent to how people like Debbie Stabenow increase taxes. So any system of tax reform that I would support has, first of all, it's so doggone complicated. You can't be reliably sure that you've done your taxes correctly.
Right.
It's too complicated, and that's because all the special interests have built in their little special nooks and crannies in the tax code. My preference would be either a flat tax that everybody has to be in it, even if it's even if you're sending in a penny.
Right.
I want every citizen in this country to have a skin in the game in a tax.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So either a flat tax or a fair tax, which is the consumption side, one or the other, and it will be very simple. We shouldn't be spending billions on accountants to do our tax returns.
Right. All right. Now, the tax return guys are all saying, no, we can't have put us out of business.
Well,
you'll find
you
other work. Trust
me. They're talking about right now our comma splits in this $50 billion volume tax code.
Yeah.
They're not talking about really reform.
Yeah.
I want real reform, which means a simplification. Everybody participates.
Yes. And I think that's important because, you know, if nothing else, the skin in the game is so important. And when people, as you said, if you're only making $5,000 this year and you only send in 20 cents or a quarter or a dollar to the federal government, you contribute it. That means something.
You care.
Yeah, you care.
Yeah, you know, if you're sitting on the sidelines, you don't care whether Debbie Stabenow is cranking up the tax burden on other people.
Yep. That's exactly right.
I agree wholeheartedly.
And look, this is how they work. They are bribing parts of our
EPA. They should be paying for the EPA.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe,
yep.
Two things. Thanks for calling in, and happy birthday.
Joe has a really cool T-shirt,
by the way. And please donate to the Alzheimer's Association in honor of my birthday.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Well, I appreciate it.
Take care, my friends.
Yeah.
God bless.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Joe.
What was that, Bob?
Joe showed up at one of the events I was at with Bob Young for Senate T-shirt.
Joe is one of your biggest loyalist fans, without a doubt. So
yep.
he's on Facebook working for you all the time. And
speaking of which,
I need all the help I can get because I'm not rich, and I need folks to reach out and talk to their friends. You can go to BobYoungForSenate.com or the Facebook page and sign up and participate. I write a blog every other day explaining what the problems that Debbie Stabenow is creating. She loves government more than she loves us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so let me ask you a question, Bob. Where are you putting that blog at? Because I can bring that into the Daily Drift and get more exposure for you there.
Right now, it's They take parts of it and post it on Facebook, and the Facebook page is
Bob Young for Senate.
And soon we're reformatting the web page, and the full blogs will be on that.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Bob Young for Michigan.com.
Okay. Yeah, make sure they Twitter link that as well, so we see it on Twitter, and I'll put a link up on mine.
I have
you.
A Twitter link on the
I follow
page.
You. Yeah.
One of the concerns I have, Bob, is that I'm seeing a lot of push from say Lena on Facebook, and I'm on social media, and I was hoping to see more of Bob Young on social media. Is there something I'm missing?
We're getting there. Again, I'm focusing as much as I can on the grassroots activities, and we're building out. We'll be there.
Yeah. Well, let's get another thing in here then, Bob. So North Korea was in the news this week, and frankly, the Democrats and even these establishment elite Republicans like McCain were lambasting him for being tough on North Korea. What? How do you feel about this? I know how I feel, and I think my audience knows how I feel.
You know what we had? We've had piss pants for three administrations.
Yes.
Who have bargained, have wheedled, have prayed, have done everything but stood up and said, we can't have you nuclearized. And what has that gotten us? This president has inherited an impossible situation. You might want to note that the very person who negotiated the Clinton deal with North Korea also negotiated the Iran deal. But
right.
Both of these are disasters.
And Iran is financing North Korea to some degree.
We've finance.
Well, yeah, I understand Korea. That, but I'm talking about that $15 billion that went to Iran. They're passing that on to Korea.
Well, yeah, we're financing all of the javelins that are heading our way. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is I respect the president for sending a clear message that if North Korea, acts aggressively toward any American
territory.
Ally. There will be grievous. I mean, the only thing that this guy understands is he's a bully.
Yep.
And you know, we've had too many of our national leaders on their knees trying to appease this guy, and they only see this as, well, I'm winning.
Right. Yeah. Well, Bob, hang tight. We've got another call, question for you on healthcare from Walter in Belleville. Why don't you bring him on, Derek? I'm going to let you do this so I don't hang up on him.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, Walter, go ahead and ask your healthcare question to Bob.
You better forewarn the judge to put his seatbelt on. No.
All right.
Hear some hellfire brimstone truth from another brother, the same mother. Yeah, I'm a black conservative, man. It doesn't matter about the color of me. Of course, never voted for Barack Obama. Don't vote for the Democrats. That's right, I said Democrats. But I got a question for you.
Okay.
On these so-called judges that's been hindering Donald Trump with the immigration.
Yep.
In person, this is what I believe. I believe personally, and it's a personal vendetta against him in their hearts. They don't like him as a person. Mm-hmm. Like many others, and they just take it within their own selves to enforce some stupid rule or law that don't even exist, and just take it in a matter and be—I call them criminals—in black robes. I know it might be a little hard term, but that's exactly what they're acting like.
No, actually, if you're not a rule of law judge, which means that you're prepared to impose your own personal will, you are a rogue.
Rogue?
You either follow the law as it is, and if you make it up, you're a rogue. You may wear a black robe, but you are a rogue in any sense of the word.
Okay.
Walter?
Thank you for that.
I mean, 3 minutes. What's your question?
Another question is about the health care. Can I say health care? These people like John McCain and all of them, would you consider them to be pathetic, backstabbing, hypocritical liars?
Are you sure that you can't come up with any more adjectives?
Walter can. Give him a chance.
Truth like it is.
These people have been lying to us. They've been telling us for 7 years, give us the House. We'll take Obamacare out. Give us the Senate. We'll take Obamacare out. Give us all three, and we'll take Obamacare out. And when the bet was called, they turned into surrender monkeys.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm so mad. I mean, I've been mad, but this last couple of weeks has been infuriating. I just don't even know how to express how upset I am by people who promise to do something when they get elected, and they won't do it when they get there. These people are more concerned about their next election and their petty vendettas with the president rather than doing the right thing. Yeah. Everybody knows that Obamacare is cratering. It was, I believe, intentionally designed to crater because they couldn't get in one step to a single payer plan. So they created this Rube Goldberg thing that they knew would collapse, and then they would come forward and say, aha, now I know the answer. It's a single-payer plan, VA for everybody.
Right. That's exactly right. Thank you, Walter.
Okay.
All right.
Throw something in real quick.
Sure, hurry up.
I know what the Bible clearly calls them. It says one thing out of 6 or 7 things that God hates.
Okay.
One of them on the top of the list says,
all right.
A lying tongue.
All right. Well, there you go.
They are lying.
Thank you, Walter. Appreciate it. Hey, so, Bob, can you stay for a little while longer?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
All right. So we're going to hang tight while we get through the break, and we'll see you on the other side.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Faron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Jane Metzler. Virginia's governor declaring a state of emergency after white supremacists clashed with counter-protesters in Charlottesville. The alt-right rally in opposition to the planned removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee.
There were no physical barriers, no police barricades that were separating the two sides. So there was a lot of intermingling. And as some of the KKK members and alt-right members were trying to get to the heart of that park there, they had to walk through the counter-protesters, and that's where we saw a lot of fisticuffs, a lot of people getting beaten up or at least punched and hit with sticks and things of that sort.
Fox's Doug McElway, President Trump just tweeting, "There is no place for this kind of violence in America," condemning hate. First Lady Melania also tweeting that no good comes from violence. This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, "What can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you." And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I am a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. And joining us online is Bob Young, running for U.S. Senate, a former Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice for Michigan, and now running for U.S. Senate against hopefully Debbie Stabenow here in 2018. So, Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Here. So, Ed had a question for you. And
Actually, yeah, I've got a couple of them, but one of them is... What would be your where would be your primary residence after you're elected?
Langsburg.
Okay. Okay. Excellent. Good answer.
Like I said, I'm not going to Washington.
Swamp dweller.
Yeah. I mean, I want to go and do as much damage to what exists, try and create a different trajectory, and I'm the heck out of there. I don't want to go live in Washington.
Yeah, that's
not
great.
My goal.
Great news to hear. Let's
the
take
other,
a,
well, the other question I had was, where would we find a list of events for groundswell of support for you? That you know, the grassroots.
It's on my website. I'll check. I'm not. I don't pay a lot of attention to social media. There are a lot of millennials who are working on that for me. But all of the information should be on my website, the Facebook page or the web page.
Right. And so, Bob, we've got a question from Phil in Tecumseh. He wants to ask you about a health care. Derek, you got Phil? Phil, welcome to the show.
Yes. See, they took my thunder out of the last caller. I think I heard you talk to 912 in Lenawee before your last election.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Did you heal okay?
It was good. I liked the band, and I would back you now.
All right. So, what question do you have, Phil?
My question. The guy was on Obamacare, but the guy asked, and you answered it.
Oh, okay.
And right. You've also answered about these judges that aren't judges, and yeah,
right.
They make their own laws.
Well, let's. Yeah, you're breaking up a bit on us, Phil. Well, thank you, Phil, for the phone call, and let's all work together and make sure we can try and get Bob into office in 2018. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate the call.
Thanks so much.
Let's take a call. Who do you got next there? Tom from Detroit, line two. You want to bring him?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about Jeff Sessions just said that he wants to pick up on this civil asset forfeiture, which, as far as I can see, is totally tramples on the Fourth Amendment and basically the Sixth Amendment, quick and speedy trial, where they charge property. You know, how can you charge property that doesn't have, you know, intent or free will, and where's, you know, and then people have to take and prove that it's their property when it should never have been seized in the first place under the Fourth Amendment.
This is one of the big civil justice reform movements. It's actually drawing quite a bit of support from both Dems and
Republicans,
conservatives, and the vilified brothers. I'm just having to block their name. Anyway, they are on a campaign to try and reduce civil forfeiture. And I absolutely agree that civil forfeiture really preempts the ability of individuals to challenge these things before the property is taken. I'm glad to say in Michigan, the legislature has taken this on, and their bill's pending in our state legislature to outlaw civil forfeiture prior to any trial and adjudication of guilt.
Yeah.
So I think that's the right way to go.
Right. Good. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate
it. Koch brothers.
Yeah, Koch brothers, yes. All right, Tom, thanks for the call. Okay, so did you have another question? I thought you had another question for Bob. All right. So Bob, I want you to one of these days, I'm hoping I can get you to come in and sit down in the studio with us, because it's always better when the three of us are in here together and we can go over some of these national stories, because I think, you know, just talking conversationally about it is mm-hmm. is a good way for people to really understand you. So please, you have an open invitation, Bob, okay. to come in and sit in the studio and yuck it up with us a little bit and let people know who you
shower.
Are. Yeah, yeah, because I think you're a really good guy, you're way qualified, and we really want to get you in here with us and give you more time.
And it'll give you a photo op with fun. It'll give you a photo op with Gary too.
Well, I break lenses all the time. I don't know that you want to do a photo op with this guy, but
no,
yeah.
I don't have a good side, so to speak.
All right, Gary and I have faces made for radio.
That's right. That's why we're on radio, not on TV. All right. Well, Bob, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And let's get you in again.
Oh, and me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and there's one thing I wanted to bring to your attention, Bob. I think it's a winner, and this might be something to put on your schedule. The VFW post 423 in Ann Arbor. It's on 3230 Wagner Road. Our listener Don Miller sends this. It's a fundraiser for veterans, and they do an annual pig roast. So it's a Sunday, September 10th, from noon to four. That month you'll meet a lot of people. So that's probably a good one to try and put on your calendar. They do some entertainment and the pig roast and some other stuff, but they're trying to raise money for vets. So if you can manage to go to Don Miller's.
Appreciate it. And anybody who has events that they want, they can post it on one of the social media sites.
Yep.
Or contact my campaign manager, Kevin, and his address is kevin@bobyoungformichigan.com.
kevin@bobyoungformichigan.com. Okay, so we're going to do that, and I'm going to send that off to Kevin as well, and hopefully we'll get you out there. I'm going to try and make it this year. I say this every year, but then I end up not making it. So, Don, I'm going to try and get there this year, and hopefully we'll get Bob to come as well.
Thanks so much. Appreciate the information.
You got it. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate you spending time with us. Take care.
Okay, Mike. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Yeah. We missed a phone call from... Well, let's go ahead and take it anyways. Maybe we'll get it next time. Line 3, welcome to the show. We got Thomas from South Lyon.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Tom,
Bob Young would have been, some of the farmers get these subsidies, and Stabenow tends to, they're giving these farmers subsidies for not growing certain crops. But I also know that in the other parts of the state, they tend to be somewhat conservative. How would he make inroads with these farmers that support Stabenow? And then also, I know that Wham's pretty much behind Patrick Kobach. So how are you going to, you know, between Patrick Kobach and Bob Young for governor?
Patrick Kobach's running for governor. Bob Young is running for U.S. Senate. So there's nothing.
My mistake.
Yeah, we dodged that bullet. Yeah. That's good.
No, but you do bring up a good
Bob Young and Patrick Kobach, and I think that's a good group for Michigan.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But you bring up a good question, and that's why I had kind of brought it up to Bob earlier. You have to hit those farm councils, and I think he can easily do that. And ag committee might be something that. You know, it depends. Is Bob going to get on a bunch of committees if he wins and becomes the junior senator from Michigan? You know what? If he goes in as a disruptor, he's probably going to run against those swamp monsters and not end up on a committee for the first year or so anyways. But talking to the farmers is vital. And if you know anybody in the farm community, I know we get a lot of farm guys who listen to Wham. You must support Bob Young. You have to. You cannot keep voting for Debbie Stabenow.
Right. He can get their support.
Here's a little side story. My dad's up in Cadillac, and right across the street from him is a dairy farmer. He has about 500 head of dairy cows. Apparently, in the Netherlands, the government bought out all their dairy farmers and displaced them because they wanted the land for their own purposes. Now, some of these farmers from the Netherlands have come over here, and they're doing 5,000 to 10,000 head of cattle, and what they got such a powerful group that some of these dairy farmers that are small, like my dad's neighbor, are being put out of business, and they're coming over here and just by, you know, just like the mom and pop stores in the little small towns are being, you know, put out of business by the big box stores.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and it's an issue. And now one of my softball players that I play ball with, he goes up and harvests tart cherries. And apparently the government comes up there and actually tells these farmers that they have to destroy about 26% of their crop, and they got to put them on the ground and run over them.
Yeah, see, and that's now you hit my soft spot right here, Thomas, because you know what? I'm a big dry cherry guy, yeah. Right? I like them. They're so expensive, and I've heard mm-hmm. that same story, Tom, because I've been up there too, and I see it. They're throwing those cherries on the ground. They're not harvesting them because there's some government regulation that's screwing up. And it's raising the prices of cherries. And that may be good for some people. It sure ain't good for this guy. Because I can tell you what, I would eat five times more dried cherries.
And they're healthy for you.
Yeah, and they're good for you, right? Yep. So you don't get me started, Tom. You just hit a hard one on me.
So then how do we stop this ridiculous government big booted overstamping into people's rights?
We elect Bob Young for Senate.
It didn't happen overnight, and we're not going to stop it overnight. But I'm really sick and tired of this hypocrisy in Washington, and the Republicans are eating their own.
Yep.
At least the Democrats are somewhat smart enough, even though I think they're all idiots, that they circle the wagons and fire out. We kind of circle the wagons and fire in.
Yep.
I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in God, family, and country, and I'm sick and tired of these Republicans. Mitch McConnell needs to go.
Yes, he does. Good.
But all right, given that, let's not throw out the good Republicans with the bad ones, okay?
Yeah.
There are good Republicans.
A few. All right, well, thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, take care. Okay, so Derek, let's take a short break, and then we'll come back and regroup and talk about some of the other things I wanted to get to that we may not do at this point. All right, we'll see you on the other side.
It's time for This American Voice with Theron, brought to you by A&H Lawn Service. Now here's Theron.
Tea Party, where are you? The Tea Party formed in 2009. It was responsible for many conservative election wins and Republican majorities in D.C. and the state of Michigan in 2010. Since then, we've been shown beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Republican majority means nothing in terms of turning around the huge government progressive trend in D.C. and Michigan. In fact, the progressive takeover of our country is directly attributable to the Republican Party. They've not only given Barack Hussein Obama everything he ever wanted, they're now standing against the conservative agenda we sent President Donald Trump to Washington with to put in place. And this is where the Tea Party comes in, or should come in. American Tea Parties have devolved into monthly speaker clubs, Book of the Month clubs. The activist days of the Tea Party are sadly missing in action. Megaphone banking from Tea Parties to Congress could build the wall, put Trump's tax plan in place, rebuild our military, and kill Obamacare. All things that should have been done in the first 100 days. Wake up, Tea Parties. Your job is not over. It's just begun. Get to the phones.
A&H Lawn Service in Saline serves all of Southeast Michigan. They've been offering professional lawn maintenance since 1991, including landscape construction, lawn and landscape maintenance, irrigation systems, winterizing, and snow removal. Let A&H Lawn Service help your business with landscaping solutions for today and tomorrow. They have the professional experience you can count on. Call 734-429-5778 and see how their business can help your business. Or visit ahlawncare.com.
We say we're a nation of laws, not a nation of men. But do you still believe it? Too often the law doesn't seem written honestly and enforced fairly. And we watch lawmakers escape their own rules with loopholes and vague language. What does it say about our country when a law can be enforced one year and forgotten the next? When the rules change when leaders do, and the words on the books don't really matter? Is America really providing a level playing field for opportunity, safety, and freedom? If the game changes with your neighborhood or tax bracket? This isn't the nation the good guys want. We want our children to know truth and honesty and fairness. A country with a compass for right and wrong. We are the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America. And our fight for freedom for all means nothing without justice for all too. Join us today.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah. Hey, well, let's take over a little business. We didn't get to it last hour. Go to Burroughs Roadhouse if you're looking for something to do tonight. They make great drinks. I was there last night, and I you might be able to tell from my voice. I did a little drinking last night. Eric, who was bartending.
Drank responsibly.
I did. I wasn't driving. There was no driving on my
That's
part,
the only responsible part
Eric
he did.
Threw together some cocktails, some old... An old-fashioned, and I can't remember. I don't remember what the other drink was. But anyways, it was one of those nights. So I had a great team. They do great drinks there. They got great steaks. They got great food. It's a great atmosphere. You can call them at 810-227-6000.
It's a destination.
It is a destination restaurant. It's just out Brighton Road. You go downtown Brighton and go west, and it's out by the golf course, whatever it's called. Anyways, you can't miss it. It's out there. 810-227-6000, or you can go to burroughs-roadhouse.com. They normally have some music, and comedy will start out later in the fall, but a great place. So give them a call, 810-227-6000. Tell them you heard it here, and go out and have some drinks and dinner. Great place. Okay, I wanted to get to Al Gore, right? If we're going to do the hypocrite file today, we got to put Al Gore right at the top of the list because his movie came out, the secondary sequel to whatever.
An inconvenient sequel. And it is inconvenient.
It's inconvenient for me to have to even think about it, let alone anything else. And this moron, Al Gore, thank God we never got him as president. Can you imagine?
One chat away.
Oh, my gosh. So, Derek, we're going to go with track four because the story that I wanted to get to, and I wanted to do this last week at his opening, when it didn't open well, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But Al Gore uses just 3% of his Nashville home is actually green energy. So this is a guy that uses like 20 times more average electricity from his homes, multiple homes, than the average household does, right?
Oh, he just bought seafront, a huge villa on the ocean. It's going to rise and wipe out his property values in 10 years.
You're stealing my thunder.
I'm sorry. I'll go away.
Okay, so Derek, play track four for us if you got it ready.
A lot of serious damage has been done. Greenland, for example, is losing 1 cubic kilometer of ice every single day. I went down to Miami and saw fish from the ocean swimming in the streets on a sunny day. The same thing was true in Honolulu just 2 days ago, just from high tides because of the sea level rise now.
All right, that happened in Louisiana just a few days ago. There were fish in the streets. Had nothing to do with climate change whatsoever.
It's mind-boggling that this man, and a lot of people don't know the Gore history. Right? His dad was a former senator, too, but very wealthy. You know where Al Gore's family got their money from?
Right? I almost gave it away. Sorry. Yeah, I do.
Coal, right?
Tobacco? Weren't they the
coal? No, they were coal.
Tobacco?
I'm thinking it was coal.
Okay, you're the boss.
Well, I'm just saying. Anyways, he may have done tobacco as well, but they also did a lot of coal. So he was involved in that. And now, getting your money back from...
Coal?
No.
Climate change. Tobacco?
What am I going to do with you? So it's just amazing that this guy can get out there and lie publicly.
You know, who else was big, who made his huge money out of coal was Tom Steyer.
Yes.
Tom Steyer, big environmentalist, huge billions out of coal, and he still got money in coal.
Yeah. Well, they screwed us all polluting, and now they want to try and screw us all by taking back polluting or whatever they want to do. But here's a guy that stood up to him. James Ucker Eskridge stood up at a town hall with Al Gore and said, hey, you know, basically you're wrong. You got track five ready, Derek? Let's go with this one.
President Gore, Mr. Cooper, I'm a commercial crabber, and I've been working in the Chesapeake Bay for 50-plus years, and I have a crab house business out on the water. And the water level is the same as it was when the place was built in 1970. I'm not a scientist, but I'm a keen observer. And if sea level rise is occurring, why am I not seeing signs of it? I mean, our island is disappearing, but it's because of erosion and not sea level rise. And unless we get a seawall, we will lose our island. But
okay, so stood up to him, and Al Gore had this fancy answer. Well, it's erosion, and erosion's coming from water that's rising. And the guy's like, it's not rising, man. I just told you, I've been here for 50 years, it hasn't risen.
Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
I'm so glad that I think people have actually gotten smarter, and that's why his second movie here kind of flopped as it came out.
When
Truth
I went
to
see
Is
Dun-
that what he call it? Yes. How hypocritical is that? Lies to Power is more like it, Mr. Gore.
When I went to see Dunkirk, and I went to see Wonder Woman, both times they had the trailer for Inconvenience Sequel,
yeah.
And I was disappointed that the derision that I was throwing at Al Gore on the screen was not echoed by my fellow moviegoers. It's quite an impressive trailer. It looked very, very persuading.
Yeah.
And thank God it only did like 19 last week, and it moved up a little bit. But really, it didn't pass reruns of Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
so,
here's what will bother me, because now every elementary school, junior high, and high school is going to take this movie and show it to your kids and brainwash them like they did with the last one. And that's why we have so many of these snowflakes today in college who are crying, oh, the polar bear. The polar bear population's up. Sorry, that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The ice in Antarctica is up. I'm sorry. So you can't keep lying to us about all these things, you know. That's what's amazing. I had a great article ready last week for this, and I just couldn't find it after today. But I wanted to go one more thing that people seem to – is a big hot button that people say false, false, false. It's voter fraud, right? So, Derek, we're going to go back to track one. Can you pull that one up for us? And – this college student in Virginia was caught registering dead people for the Democrats, right? And so this voter fraud thing is as real as it can possibly get, and people don't understand it. And you've got certain states that are now telling the federal government, because we've put together a task force, right? And some states, like California and New York, are kind of balking.
They refuse.
At giving the information to them. And why? Because they know doggone well there's voter fraud going on.
They're claiming states' rights, but it's really hiding their fraud.
Right, right. And people, you need to understand that. We had it right here in Michigan. I mean, even during the recount that What's-Her-Face forced us into.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There were some ballots down here in Detroit.
Wayne County
that had more ballots in it
than was stated
on the box. So somebody was obviously stuffing the ballots in these precincts. And so they're like, oh, we're just take us out of the count.
And I'd like to know why our Republican Secretary of State is not dealing with that.
How about Schuette?
Don't understand. Well, there you go, too.
How about Schuette?
Attorney General.
Here's a guy that's going to say he's running for governor, and yet it doesn't have the guts to force and enforce the laws down in Detroit for voters, you know, and voter fraud. Get down there and do what you're supposed to do. Don't worry about it, Derek. We're almost out of time anyways at this point.
Well, we don't want to provoke another riot in Detroit by doing that. You know? Jeez.
At Charlottesville, shall we talk?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you heard it on the news. So the crazy Ku Klux Klan, and of course they want to throw the alt-right in with the Ku Klux Klan. Come on. Number one, it's
the
not.
The Democrat Ku Klux Klan?
Yes.
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 You want to get rid of the vestiges? You want to get rid of the vestiges of slavery in America? Get rid of the party that was pro slavery, the Democratic Party.
The Democratic Party, that's exactly right. Well, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
See, you hit that one right on the money. All right, Derek, thank you again for a good show, and we'll see you all next week. Take care.